The morning show at East Coast FM, and we are joined in studio now by co-founder of Wicklow Pride. That'll be Patrick Bracken, who's not quite in the studio, but he's going to be walking in just a second. And Wicklow Pride tech guy, Adam Lawler. They're here to chat to us about the new Wicklow Pride website, which was launched over the weekend, and all about their recruitment drive for 2024 festival, ending with the Pride Parade on July the 6th. So I'll say, first of all, hello to you, Adam, and thanks for joining us.
Hello, how's it going?
Great, and you've been described as the tech guy, so...
Oh, God.
tell us all the work you do as regards, you know, technical assistance with websites and things like that for Wicklow Pride.
Oh, God. Well, first of all, I'm probably as techie as you. I went to my friend, one of my best friends of years. His name is Jamie Curran. And I had to give him a shout out because he's great. He did most of the work on the website, and he did have to give him a shout out because he did most of the work of the website after having his first child. So yeah, Jamie did most of the coding because he does the website stuff for a living. But he's an angel. He did a great job. It looks very slick, very professional, and yeah, very easy to use and intuitive. So I guess I was project managing and guiding the aesthetic of it and kind of basically ordering him around.
Right, and it's now completed.
Yes, and this is the initial launch. So it's at the moment, it's you can kind of read our story. You can read a bit about us, and you can there's a big shiny donate button there if you want to throw us a few bob for, you know, putting on our events. But yeah, we have so much more coming down the line though.
Right, and Patrick Bracken joins us. Long time no talk, Patrick.
Long time no talk, Declan. How are you keeping?
Great, thank you. When was the last time? Must have been with some sort of musical show outside Arklow?
Probably would have been Sister Act for Avonmore, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. How long ago was that?
2 years ago. 2 years ago now, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have been here since, but I haven't been on the radio.
You were hiding in the corner.
Taking pictures there.
Yeah. The Wicklow Pride, and the fact that there's a festival and, yeah, and the website, and it what started off as small beginnings, you know, a little small parade in Arklow, and then you get the pedestrian crossing and all that. There's been quite a lot has happened over the last few years.
Well, yeah, we're into our 10th year now, and when it first started in Arklow, it was very, very small. And then obviously COVID came and we had to take a sabbatical, like all the, most of the country had to. But what we did then last year was we decided to come back with a bang, and we had our first parade in, which happened in Wicklow Town, which was amazing. So this year we are just going bigger and better. We've so much plans. There's so much work after going into the website by Adam and Jamie. So it looks fantastic. It's great. It's, what we're doing now, what we're launching today as well, is we're looking for people to log on and express interest on taking part in the parade. And plus, we're also looking for volunteers to come on and be stewards throughout the parade. But it's not only about the parade. It's a week-long festival. We're currently in the process of putting together a schedule of events for the week leading up to the 6th of July. And in the meantime, all that information will be slowly fed through to the website as it comes, as we finalise all the details. But yes, we have a big, big plan for the 6th of July, ending in a big, big party up in Black Castle in Wicklow Town.
They're good at parties.
Yeah.
Watch this space.
So how important is a Pride March? Just explain to us the philosophy of that.
Well, we had recently the LGBTQIA plus Wicklow Pride History Month on social media, and we ended up with a kind of a vigil in the Arklow bandstand. It was cold, but it was nice. But what it symbolises is that so many things have been done in the past to pave the way for the younger generation who identify as part of the LGBTQIA plus community. And we've made so many strides, and we've you know, we've won so many battles with marriage equality, but in the last couple of years we've kind of went back a few steps. This is my own opinion, and you know, we've had people losing their lives because of their sexuality. They've been targeted, just hate crimes. We seem to be just going that little bit backwards. So we need to. Pride is a celebration, but also it's a protest, in a sense. But the reason we would have pride, and you can jump in anytime, Adam, and stop me because I don't want to take over here. But there's just so much work that needs to be done.
Yeah. So what, you know, the question would be, why do you need it?
Why do we need it?
Yeah.
Because we need to show people that. We need, it's diversity. We need to just educate, it's to educate people. You know, I was saying at the speech, I'm losing my train of thought here now, but I was saying at the speech on Thursday night about, you know, we wouldn't need to have pride if we could just be ourselves without people discriminating against us. And that's why we need pride. We need to educate people, to tell them, look, let us be us. It's not affecting you. Let us live our life.
But if you live your life and don't draw attention to yourself in some people's eyes by having pride marches, sure, you'll just continue. Your life.
No, we're not. The reason we're drawing attention to ourselves is because people are, in essence, picking on the certain parts of the minority, certain parts of our community. And, you know, people are being killed. People have been killed recently in this country because they were gay. You know, so is that not reason enough to have Pride Parade?
If we didn't need Pride, we wouldn't be here. Mm. Pretty much.
Mm. Tell us about the Wicklow Pride, the one you had last year. You moved from Arklow to Wicklow and had a big celebration. So tell us about that. And
oh, it's brilliant. That's actually how I got into Wicklow Pride. I was actually a volunteer in that parade. And it was just, like, I grew up in Wicklow my whole life, and when you're queer growing up in a small town in Ireland, it can feel like you need to go to the nearest city to find things that are going on for your community or to find people in your community in general. So I guess with Wicklow Pride, it just really changed everything for me. After like 20, don't even want to say how many years I've been in Wicklow, but after so many years, it just felt like it was so heartening and so joyful, and we overshot how many people we were supposed to have in the parade by so many. And it was just so open and warm and beautiful, and I just knew I wanted to be part of it, and it's going to be bigger and better this year, and that's what we're gunning towards. It's going to be great.
And much organisation goes into this?
Well, we've got a good group of people now on board this year. I was going to say Avonmore. You've put Avonmore into my head, but with Wicklow Pride, like, we have Adam here who looks after the marketing and the website, and we have Aaron who's our PRO, and if I miss anybody, just tell me. We have Gráinne Fennell from Wicklow Town, she's our vice chair. We've Aaron Whelan, he's our PRO, and we have Helen Downey, and we have have we forgotten anybody?
Liam Redmond,
yeah, from Wicklow Town, who are all part of the fundraising and advocacy.
What about it? Does it cost much money? What about, you know, gathering funds and that sort of stuff? Adam, do you go in with a begging bowl, or what's the story?
Well, we are a non-profit, so we kind of run on donations from the kind people of Wicklow. So that's why there's a big shiny donate button on the website for anyone who wants to throw us a few bob, because it does take a village and it does take a few funds. And that's what we're doing, some fundraising events before the parade. So we kind of run events all year up until the parade and after the parade. We really just want to have a solid rotation of events like all year to make sure the people of the LGBTQIA plus community in Wicklow Town just feels served and feels supported and seen, and like they have things to do in their local area, you know.
And what about at home? That it's usually a young person, but it could be an older person, is reluctant or not quite ready to come out as such. However, they feel they should. What do they feel about having protection from yourselves, first of all, that are there, the community, but also to be reassured in the community that they won't suffer some of the prejudice that no doubt many of the community have?
Yeah, we found with last year's Wicklow Pride that we did have a lot of people, older people, coming forward, and they felt that having the event in Wicklow Town gave them the courage to come forward and, you know, become their true selves. Because there's a lot of, we've heard a lot of stories of people in marriages and family situation and, you know, who haven't been living their true life, and they've got the courage to become, just to become them and to live life as they should. So we've had people as old as 70, 75 come forward and say, you know, you've given us courage to make that leap and to come out, which is great, which is amazing. And the feel safe. Like, we had over 1,700 people march with us in Wicklow Town, and there was lots of, you know, from 2-year-old up to 90, you know, so all ages are covered. But, you know, we have paved the way for the older generation to, in Wicklow, to come and reach out. And if somebody wants to reach out to us, it's fully confidential. That's what we're here for. We're here to support the members of the community.
And also, we have a new youth ambassador. His name is B. Mm. And he's going to be helping us to kind of reach out to the younger people of Wicklow who are part of the community and who may not feel like they can come out, or like they have a place to go to feel supported, or even events for them to go to, you know. And that's going to be a very important part of this year.
I understand, you know, obviously a big spectrum of cross gender as such, but, you know, are there many women that are joining with you in these parades?
Look, all people have to do is to go back on our social media, because our social media from last year has a number of images, and it's all genders. We have all genders, with non-binary, pansexual, bisexual, transgender. So many genders are
represented.
Like, we're just one big family that welcomes everybody. And even on the committee, we have, like, Grania on the committee is an ally. You know, we're just open to having everybody, you know, and representing everybody. So,
you mentioned older people, you know, particularly men around 70 and all that. I mean, it was stereotypical back years ago, before Maura Geoghegan-Quinn and other people maybe changed things. But, you know, people go to particular pubs in town and be sad men, you know, who couldn't reveal their true selves.
I know. And you were talking about Maura Geoghegan-Quinn, of course, Senator David Norris, who's the patron of Wicklow Pride.
I was coming to him. But
It is sad. And we've had, even in Arklow, we've had people reach out to us, and I'm going back a couple of years to looking for help. And, you know, and some of these people were on the verge of doing something drastic. And, you know, they've contacted Wicklow Pride, and we've met them, and we've discussed things with them. And they spoke about travelling to Dublin to the bars and sitting there and just feeling like, I've wasted my life, really, you know. But they just get on with it now, and, you know, they're just being themselves, these people who have come forward looking for help.
There's very interesting plays as well, reflecting that time. So we want to hear more about this website anyway, for people who might find it a lifeline if they're discovering themselves now, and there's other services there as well as celebration and things. So you started telling us, Adam, but you know, elaborate. Well, you have the platform, so tell us about the website. Yeah. What's it called, and how elaborate is it?
Oh, it's just called wicklowpride.com. So that's up there right now. You can go and visit it. And for the initial launch, what you can see on the website is, you can read a bit about us, you can donate, you can go to the Get Involved page, and we have some forms there, some Google forms that you can register your interest for marching with us in the parade, and also for volunteering at one of our events, which we're going to announce later in the month, our slate of events. And coming up as well, we have the events page launching with all those events coming out, and a shop page where you can get some, you know, spicy Wicklow Pride merch. So yeah, it's basically, this is ground zero for the website, and it's going to just only expand and change and be as fluid as the community is trying to serve, probably. is what I'd say. And yeah, it's only the beginning for the website.
A lot of work has gone into that, and you know, and Adam and Jamie have done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
It is a lot of work and sleepless nights.
God, yeah. God, yeah. The morning we launched, I woke up in a cold sweat after 3 hours of sleep. And I think Jamie was the same. But yeah, like two introverts working on a website that's going to be very public. It's like, it's a bit mad. It's like, it goes against all of our impulses as people. But yeah, it's just been very cool to get that out there. And we really want it to be a hub for events, resources, support, and just have it be somewhere where people can check in and find exactly what they need, and whatever that is.
Very good. Okay, well, we like to highlight different communities in our community, so thanks for telling us all that today, and we look forward to Wicklow Pride Parade, which is on July the 6th in Wicklow Town. Adam Lawler and Patrick Bracken from Wicklow Pride. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much.